Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the path to self-leadership mastery and life success. Redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. I call this dual innovation leadership. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and effectively. Discover something new from our meaningful conversation today. Hi, welcome to episode 390, Midwest Book Review of What Am I Made For? I'm Nancy. The official launch of What Am I Made For? Cultivate and Grow Big and Little Ideas was April 10th, 2026 at Open Book in Minneapolis. We also celebrated my 65th birthday with delicious food, including vegan entrees, an enormous red velvet cake, not so vegan, balloons, flowers, music, and an introduction from Matthew and Olivia. I read from my book and enjoyed signing books all evening. It was a blast. The evening was a huge success. Attendees commented on the high energy, the love, my accomplishment of a big goal, and the fact that people from all walks of life attended, including two high school classmates and their wives. It was the kind of day you wish could last a month. I am recording an audiobook that will be available on Audible in July. Once my book was out, I started getting book praise and reviews. With anticipation, I received my first book review from Jim Cox, the editor-in-chief at Midwest Book Review. It is common in the publishing industry to pay editors to review your book. They review without bias, I'm told. I paid $50 for this review. Here is the email letter I received on May 7th, 2026. I deleted what was unimportant at the end. Dear Nancy Meyer, I'm very pleased to announce that May 2026 issue of our online book review magazine, Library Book Watch, features a review of What Am I Made For? Cultivate and Grow Big and Little Ideas. Synopsis. Each of us are born carrying ideas, quiet seeds of possibility that will wait for courage, attention, and the rhythm of our lives to coax them awake. Our stories, our losses, our inheritance, and our small, ordinary moments of wonder shape what we create. We evolve each time we say yes to an idea that scares us, or stirs us, or calls us by name. Growth is rarely convenient. It arrives disguised as grief, as curiosity, as a question we didn't plan to ask. It asks us to listen to our emotions, intuition, relationships, and the wisdom that travels through our lineage. What Am I Made For? Cultivate and Grow Big and Little Ideas by Nancy Meyer is a companion for those who are in the process of fully becoming themselves. It is a reminder that ideas are not separate from us. They are expressions of who we are becoming. To generate, incubate, experiment, and birth an idea is to take responsibility for our own unfolding. The contention of What Am I Made For? Cultivate and Grow Big and Little Ideas is that you are here to create, not perfectly, but earnestly, to lead yourself with tenderness and truth, to shape a life that honors your worth and your peculiar talent. And somewhere inside that unfolding, you will glimpse the answer to the question, What am I made for? Here is Jim's critique. Original, exceptional, real-world practical, and inspirationally motivational. What Am I Made For? Cultivate and Grow Big and Little Ideas by Nancy Meyer is exceptionally well-written, organized, and presented, making it an ideal and unreservedly recommended pick for personal, professional, community, and college/university library, small business management and entrepreneurial collections, and supplemental MBA curriculum studies lists. It should be noted for MBA students, self-employed entrepreneurs, corporate executives, and non-specialist general readers with an interest in the subject that this hardcover edition of What Am I Made For? From Manuscripts Press is also readily available in paperback and in digital book format. Here's his editorial note. Nancy Meyer is an entrenovation mentor, author, podcaster, and founder of We Mentor, Inc., where she has spent more than 3 decades guiding entrepreneurs and creative leaders in developing the self-leadership, clarity, and resilience required to bring meaningful ideas to life. Her work blends strategic thinking with mindful practice, helping clients evolve themselves as they redesign their businesses. A former entrepreneurship and small business finance professor at 2 private universities, Nancy has shaped curricula and leadership programs that integrate research, innovation, and emotional intelligence. She is known for uniting practical business insight with relational literacy and a deep respect for the creative process. You have complete permission to utilize the review in any manner you deem useful for marketing and promotion. This review will also appear in the Gale General One File online publication. Additionally, this review will be archived in our Midwest Book Review website for the next 5 years at www.midwestbookreview.com under Library Book Watch, May 2026. I look forward to your next title. Signed, James A. Cox, Editor-in-Chief, Midwest Book Review, 278 Orchard Drive, Oregon, Wisconsin. Other places you can find my book, The Business Shelf, manuscript.press.com, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. So that's the review. Wasn't it great? I was just waiting with on pins and needles to kind of find out what he was going to think. So it fits with kind of the feedback I've been getting all along, which is really terrific. So right now, why don't you go ahead with the conscious, attentive leadership mentoring activities. Challenge yourself with these 3 activities. Number 1, the official launch for What Am I Made For? 1, take this risk or do this adventurous task. Choose one idea you're advancing. Ask yourself, is my intent rooted in contribution or validation? Expansion or control? Liberation or fear? Number 2, apply self-compassion. Sit quietly for a few minutes and consider what intention aligns with your values. Then proceed with the next step with your values at the center. Number 3, welcome appreciation. I appreciate you, whether you could attend my event or not. Thank you to those who made my book launch and 65th birthday party a huge success. I loved every minute. Thank you to those who supported me from afar. I could feel your love and support. Your turn. Start with, I appreciate what I heard today. Thanks so much for tuning in. 5 assessments in my book can help you advance with unexpected experiences and new ideas. Until next time, keep evolving. Do you want to expand your leadership skills and become more resilient and competent as a business owner? Do you want to bring more meaning to your relationships and more purpose to your business? Are you ready to take charge of how you innovate, create, and run your business? Our dual innovation leadership process will help you redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. We collaborate with you to do what will work for you as you evolve and change. We start with where you are, whether you are turning around a financial crisis, growing to the next level, or somewhere in between. We address your immediate needs, shore up business development gaps, expand relational literacy, and build upon your entrepreneurial leadership skill sets with a short-term results orientation and a long-term perspective. Start by subscribing to this podcast at wementor.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you are ready to hire a mentor, contact me at nancy@wementor.com. When we mentor, you create a better life and a more fulfilling future. As an entrepreneurial leader / innovator, as a competent business owner / practitioner, as a mentor / role model, and as a human being courageously living a meaningful life. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Get involved today. It's never too late to change your life and how you lead.